From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. responds to North Korea missile tests. The U.S. deployed the first elements of its Terminal High Altitude Area Defense missile defense system to South Korea today, one day after North Korea launched at least four ballistic missiles, three of which landed within 350 kilometers of the Japanese mainland. The head of the U.N. nuclear agency, Yukiya Amano, criticized the North's launch.
I again express my serious concern about the nuclear program of North Korea. It is deeply regrettable that the DPRK has shown no indication that it is willing to comply with the UN Security Council resolutions adopted.
The THAAD system could be operational as early as April, according to the South Korean military. Tensions between Malaysia and North Korea over the alleged assassination of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un escalated today after Pyongyang temporarily barred Malaysians in the country from leaving. Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak said that Pyongyang was effectively holding his country's citizens hostage. Kuala Lumpur retaliated by blocking North Korean officials from leaving the Southeast Asian nation. University of Tasmania Malaysia analyst James Chin spoke with VOA.
I think what everyone is waiting for are two things. First, everyone is waiting for the confirmation that it was a nerve gas that killed Kim Jong-un. That's the first thing. Secondly, I think everybody is looking for confirmation that the body they have in Kuala Lumpur is actually Kim Jong-un. Despite widespread news reports that it is Kim Jong-un, we do not have any definite proof that it is Kim Jong-un.
This is VOA News. Iraq, now removed from U.S. travel restrictions, praised the new executive order President Donald Trump signed on Monday, while Sudan, still included in the ban, reaffirmed its opposition to the measure. The order's 90-day ban on the issuance of new visas applies now to citizens of six majority Muslim countries: Iran, Syria, Yemen, Libya, Somalia, and Sudan. The U.S. Defense Department Monday announced it is deploying a small number of U.S. troops to northern Syria for a new kind of mission: deterrence and reassurance. Last week, clashes erupted between Turkish-backed elements of the Free Syrian Party and fighters of the U.S.-supported Syrian Democratic Forces. Stephen Zunes is a regional analyst at the University of San Francisco, and he spoke with VOA.
The goal is quite reasonable, given the very real threat from the Islamic State. Obviously, the United States and other countries as well have an interest in trying to get the forces on the ground to focus on them instead of fighting each other. At the same time, there's always a risk with U.S. forces on the ground that they could become just another faction and be drawn into the fighting themselves.
U.S.-backed militia have cut the last main road out of the city, severing an important IS link. A renegade South Sudanese general says that President Salva Kiir is destroying the Central African nation. General Thomas Cyrilla Swaka spoke to VOA's South Sudan in Focus from an undisclosed location Monday, soon after the announcing the launch of a new rebel group, the National Salvation Front. South Sudan has been mired in war since fighting between pro- and anti-Kiir factions broke out at the end of 2013. The war has displaced more than 2 million people from their homes and triggered ongoing food shortages. This is George Formanyan of the World Food Program, who's in South Sudan.
Here's why people are in the conditions where they are. We've got conflict that has been ongoing in this country since 2013. That conflict has made people move, has made people leave their normal places. They do not grow their food as they would do. They have lost their livestock on which they survive. They don't have money. There are no markets which are functioning, which means they cannot find any other way of surviving. And so at the end of the day, they only rely on humanitarian assistance.
President Trump has again lashed out on Twitter at the administration of his predecessor, Barack Obama, this time for allegedly releasing 122 vicious prisoners from the Guantanamo Bay Military Detention Center who returned to the battlefield. Trump did not disclose the source of the allegation, but a report from the Director of National Intelligence found that 122 of the 693 Guantanamo detainees who were released have gone back to the battlefield. However, only nine of those were released by Barack Obama, the rest by George W. Bush. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.